Morning show at East Coast FM. And now it's been very cold. 8 degrees, I think, today, going down to maybe 2, something like that. It's time to get a bit of warmth into our bones. We have to talk to the holiday doc, Joe Supple, about all that. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. And at your age, now since the event during the week, you know you need the sun more than ever. So it's good to talk to you.
Declan, I'll be going on the old golden oldies very soon by the looks of things.
Very good. Well, happy birthday to you anyway. What's the story this week?
Yeah, Declan, it's been one of my bucket lists for many, many years now. And it's the Maldives, which, you know, literally in one word is paradise. It's a place I've been dying to go to for many, many years, and the opportunity came up to go. And you know me, pack the bags and go. And it's great that we're back to a bit of travel at the moment. So for people who haven't been to the Maldives before, they're basically the Maldive Islands. They're in the North Central Indian Ocean. It consists of a chain of about 1,200 small coral islands and sandbanks, and about 200 of those are inhabited, and they're done like in clusters or atolls. So it's an amazing place to go to. And I've seen friends who've been down there before. You really can't describe it until you're actually there yourself, just with the water. Everything is just incredible. Just be aware, though, if you are looking at going to the Maldives, obviously it's outside the EU, and the way things are changing, Declan, we don't know what's going to happen with the old vaccine certs, or will it be back to the PCR tests. So you do require a PCR test going there 96 hours before you travel, because it's quite a long journey down there. I went to the Tropical Medical Bureau, the TMB, which you're very familiar with, the drive-through at Leopardstown Racecourse. Great service. You're done in and out in 2 minutes, and you have your test back that evening or the next morning before, obviously, you're heading off 2 days off, a day and a half after that. I flew with, there's many ways of actually getting to the Maldives. Loads of different really good connections. I use Turkish Airlines. They're twice a week from Dublin. They have the wide body aircraft, which is very nice, very comfortable. It's approximately 4 hours to Istanbul, and then about 7 hours on to the Maldives capital, which is Malé. So you fly into Malé Airport. Great. You know, the connections are really good. You know, you have a stopover in Istanbul Airport. And Declan, I know we've spoken about it before. I hadn't actually seen it. My first time seeing the new Istanbul Airport, and it really is absolutely wowzers. It's the largest airport in the world. The lounge has showers and even bedrooms. So I managed to scam a little bedroom here and there on the way out and the way back, because we had about 4 hours stopover there. Planes take off and land every 40 seconds. Can you believe that?
Wow, 40. How many runways have they got? They got parallel runways,
six runways, and literally three planes can take off and three planes can land at literally the same time. It's unbelievable. So it's turkishairlines.com. As I said, the service is really good. And of course, Declan, you know, I was very lucky. I got upgraded to the stunning business class, which is literally the first class.
Yeah. I was waiting on that one.
The full-size bed, the full food service, sitting there with a nice glass of champagne.
The full gin and tonic. Well, I know.
There was a little bit of that going on as well. Yeah, very much. It was an early birthday present as such. So the economy class fares start there at $668, which is really good return. And business class, you might look at maybe doing one side of it. If you're going for a special occasion, whether it's a wedding anniversary or maybe a honeymoon, business class starts there at €2,316.
Okay, right, okay.
So, you like that one. So getting to the islands, you go by either speedboat or seaplane transfers. Again, this would be booked beforehand. One really important thing, Declan, when you're going to a place like the Maldives, and again, when I was looking at it, I was going, where do you start? Because there is so many different islands, so many different resorts. Some of them might have, you know, one villa on them. Some of them might have maybe 30. So there's a company called simplymaldives.ie. There's a guy called Brian there, an Irish lad, who really is very experienced in this. So I told him, he goes through the whole thing, like, what are you looking for? I was looking for sort of like a bit of lively resort. So he came across this is one of the places he represents there, which is called Kiramati Island, which is one of the bigger ones. Now, when I say bigger, Declan, I mean 2 kilometres. That's big for the Maldives. So literally you have like, you know, 7 restaurants there, choices of restaurants. Again, if you're booking something like that, you need to look. There's so many different types of accommodations. We end up staying on one of the luxury water villas, which was lovely. You know, the ones you see typically in the movies on the stilts. And you're literally looking out. Now, you get down your steps in the morning straight into the water. I know you were talking about the cold weather there, Declan. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m, it's literally 32 degrees. It's like the light switch goes on, the light switch goes off. Beautiful place to go to there. As I said, you know, they have the seven restaurants there as well, again with beautiful, beautiful bars. It's unbelievable. And they have these golf carts going around the whole time, bringing people here and there or whatever. I mean, it's quite walkable, the island. The most amazing sandy beaches you will ever see in your lifetime. And the water is just, every morning we used to get up and watch the seaplanes landing about 6:30 in the morning. The first seaplanes would come in and you're just like, this is just like paradise. You could just look at it all day. And there's plenty to do because, again, as I was saying, if you went for one of the smaller islands, you might get a bit bored, well, you know, after a little while or whatever. So at least with Karamati, you have loads of things to do there. Of course, snorkeling and scuba diving is the big thing. And you get to see the most amazing varieties of fish and even baby sharks. I did get into the water, Declan. I was very brave.
Yeah, they didn't try and bite off any bits.
No,
anyway.
They don't do anything, apparently. Luckily, I didn't. I did see them. And also, the stingrays are so impressive when you see them. I wouldn't like to be swimming in there with them, but you do have the stingrays there as well.
Yeah.
As I said, there's loads of different selections there. And also,
is it better to have a package pre-arranged? Because I'd imagine if it's somewhere like that, that is, you know, out in the middle of nowhere on an island, that things are expensive. Like, if you went for a pint, it would probably be very expensive.
It would be, Declan, and again, you're not allowed to bring any alcohol in due to the, you know, religions there, but they do two different packages. They do an inclusive package, which is the select one, which covers certain meals and drinks, and then they do the full all-inclusive, which works out about $100 per day. But, you know, like you're saying, Declan, if you're buying a beer or buying your gin and tonic, which include bottles of wine at lunchtime and dinner as well, and there's, I think, four or five bars on the island, and everything is included in that, absolutely fully inclusive. And you also have your little mini bar in your room as well, which has soft drinks and daily replenished with water and stuff like that. Declan, I thought it would be a once in a lifetime. I'm dying to get back there. It's just one of those
places. Well, the bottom line, Joe, yeah. Just to finish up, how much would we need if, say, a couple went out for, I don't know, you'd have to go guts of a week, really, if you're going that distance.
You would, yeah. You'd be looking at, like, so we went for six nights. So you're talking in and around the starting off price about $2,500 per person up to $3,000. It depends on the level of villa you're going for. And again, whether you want the one on the stilts, which are the luxury villa ones, or you have these sort of like slightly inland ones. I say inland, it's only 2 kilometres long, so you're not going to be in any bad accommodation. And again, you know, you're going to be out on the island doing things. There's loads to do there on this particular island. But again, as I said, you know, it's definitely worth talking to Brian in simplymaldives.ie because he's the expert. They look after lots of properties there. So if you want something that's very secluded, that might be fine for your needs. Otherwise, if you're looking for something a bit more active and stuff, as I said, Karamati for me was absolutely perfect. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, Joe, thank you very much indeed. Joe Supple doing the wandering on our behalf. Goodness knows when we could get to places like this, but it sounds absolutely fantastic to have a blowout after all this mania is finished. Thanks very much indeed. Absolutely. The Holiday Doc, Joe Supple. Thank you.